Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll with you. This day is ours. All right, we're here. Okay, just getting that picture to put on Facebook. How are we doing, everybody? All right, we're doing one more. Okay, that's great. Yes, this is live radio, folks. And I have the one and only Edith Childs here with me. I'm telling you what, we did not have to put an APB out for you here today, Edith.
Oh, and I'm so happy. I was afraid they was going to be coming, so I was coming on down the road.
Well, that's great. How you been doing?
I'm doing great.
Have your feet come down off the ground since your big ceremony back there on the 16th of January?
Look, Ann, I was sitting in a chair.
Yes.
And I sat there, so I wouldn't have to move forward.
You know, it's got to feel good, Edith, with all the work that you do. And I know sometimes you think, well, nobody knows, and you know, this type of thing. Mm-hmm. It had to make you feel good to know that everybody knows what you're doing out there.
Well, I was just honored, and most important, that many people showed up on a Monday evening. 500-plus people showed up.
That was huge.
It was.
That was. And,
it was.
Of course, you got a lot of great honors from Gene Pinson. Ann Parks brought you back a certificate that was signed by all the members down there in the House. That was pretty exciting.
Yes. We got one from the Senate and several from the White House. So, look. We're starting a new wall now. So.
Starting a new wall?
A new wall.
Well, you know, Edith, you have been tireless at working on different programs. And, you know, sometimes I think you've told me you'd like to just sit down and get others to take over the job. But you know what? You're still out there doing the job. But it has to make it a little easier.
It does. To
know that this. And, of course, you do have people that are helping now, and you're trying to get more people involved in what is happening out there in our county and surrounding areas.
Yes, and that's what's important, to get people involved. And I am a senior citizen now, so I'm trying to get everyone involved so I can just ease out, you know, without any problem. I'm still going to help, but it won't have to be all the stress, you know, upon just one or two people. You know how
you're
going
to try to ease out. Did we all hear that, folks? I cannot imagine. I imagine the day you lay your head down and you're done, Edith, you'll say, oh, and by the way, before I go.
Yes. Don't forget.
Exactly. You know, that's terrific. That is terrific. But such a nice honoring, and I know that that still, you're probably still thinking about the things that people said and everything.
I am, and it's just an honor. But, you know, even thinking about all the things that people said and how pleasing to the ear it was. But what I really thought about Ann, would the Lord be pleased? And it's okay what you say, but is he pleased with what I've done and that he get the glory from it? Because I don't want to be left out when that final day comes. Look, I want my name in the book.
Okay, I understand. And, you know, he has to be pleased. He really does have to be pleased because it is tremendous what you have done. I also thought it was very, very neat, I'll use the word neat, that it was on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes. And that was because he did so much for so many people. And that was the date that the group decided would be the appropriate date for the celebration. So I thought, on a Monday? And someone said, no, maybe on a Friday, on a Saturday. I said, no, if that's the date, it's okay with me.
Sure.
So we stuck with that date, and it was okay.
It was okay. Absolutely, it was okay. You know, I think sometimes we do forget, though, that Martin Luther King spoke to all people.
He did.
You know, and sometimes we have a tendency to think that Martin Luther King Day is just for our blacks, but it's not.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what's important, you know. And so that showed out on Monday evening. There were people from everywhere. I mean, it was just unreal that people came on a Monday evening to help celebrate.
Absolutely.
You know, so I was honored.
You were honored, and a lot of people came together. Chuck Graves gave, I thought, a very great keynote address.
Yes.
Yes.
I sit there and I listen, and many of the things that he talked about, I've forgotten about.
I had forgotten,
you know. But that tells you that no matter what you do, somebody's looking. And somebody's
whether
recording.
Whether it's good or bad.
Right,
folks.
Somebody's looking, exactly. And somebody's is recording what's going on.
Sure.
You know, whether you like it or not, you know, there are people that do remember.
So what did Charles think about all this?
Charles said, I'll be glad when it's over.
Spoken in true Charles form, right?
Yes. Charles said, I'll just be glad when it's over.
Wow. Well, I can understand that. That was a lot, but it was great. So what have you been doing since then? You been doing anything or just floating around here?
No, look, I've been trying to get my food together for Monday.
I know it.
It hasn't stopped, you know. I was still begging even on Monday. I was saying, look now, I need you to get your food together and make it heavy.
Make it heavy. Well, this started out originally as a competition between the city and the county.
Uh-huh.
And it is still a big one. Now, I've been giving out your number and telling unless you specify, this food will get credited to the county. Is that correct?
Yes.
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 And how
yes.
Have you seen the food? Has it been piling up? Have you inspected it? How's it doing?
I have not. I have not seen anything. And most of the time, I do not see it until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All I have is what I have with me.
Right.
And I'm loaded down.
You're okay? Loaded down, yeah.
You know, so I know mine's going to the county. So, but you don't have to give it to the county. You can give it to the city or the county, and they'll get credit for it.
Absolutely.
But you have to let us know on Monday now where you want to go.
Yeah. This is, Tuesday weigh-in day, right? 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Oh, okay. It's Monday, the 30th.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Monday, that is it. And, of course, if somebody wanted to call you, Edith, and have you get somebody or get Charles, to pick up the food.
We will pick it up.
We'll pick it up. And what's that number for somebody to call?
Okay, it's 227-9511.
227-9511.
Okay.
So give them a call, and they will be happy to help you pick it up. And, of course, do you remember how many pounds? I was trying to look it up from last year. How many pounds it was last year?
You know, Ann, I don't remember.
But how many pounds of food do you usually take in?
We take anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of food on that day. Just a lot of food.
Sure.
Last year we had enough that three trucks was loaded down that went to the three agencies.
Wow.
You know, I mean, loaded down, truck dragging down, you mm-hmm. know. And they were just so honored to have the food because they were about empty. Their shelves were about empty. So
this is really the best time of the year.
It is. It is. And that's why years ago, I knew that Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, people were given a lot of food. But then at the end of that time, there wasn't much left. So then I said, okay, well, we'll do something a little bit different. So we started the 26th of December, and we go to the last Monday in January every year. So if you didn't do anything this year, if you'll do the start next year, we certainly would appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, and it's really easy. You know, if you see a super sale on something, it's not that you have to give big quantities of
exactly.
stuff. Exactly. They just want stuff that they can, you know, of course, if it's for the food bank, that's a family, smaller packaging.
Exactly.
And even, I understand, the soup kitchen doesn't, they don't have to have big, although they would like those big peanut
exactly.
butter.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's amazing. The price of peanut butter has gone up. That's really become a hot commodity.
It has. But then it makes a good food item for the soup kitchen to serve the hundreds of people that they serve every day. And while I'm on air, let me give a shout-out to Food Line on Bypass 72 East, I think. From here in, they've already given me their donation, and I'm just overly joyed about that. And they're both Food Lines are always good about helping do whatever I need to do in the community, as other people. But I said them because when you get business to help you, then
absolutely.
That says a lot, you know.
Sure.
you know.
So, well, that's great, and I know other businesses will be coming on board, but you're right, Food Lion always does go above and beyond to help out with this.
They do.
So if you would like to be a donator to this, it's very easy to do. Go through your pantry. Maybe you've looked at your pantry and just it's a good time of the year to clean out those cans of great food that you thought were going to be so enticing.
Exactly, exactly.
How many times have we got something and thought, oh, I love it, and then you get it and you go, I don't really love it.
Exactly. Just be sure that it's not outdated.
Sure.
You know, if it's outdated, then it's probably not good
right.
for anyone, you know.
So I do understand the food bank can actually take, because they have the actual dates that it is out. Now, I know the soup kitchen, if it has an outdated date, it cannot take it.
Exactly.
But and I don't know about United Ministries, but I do know from talking to Barbara Turnberg mm-hmm. that even though it has a date, it's still got a period of time that it's actually still good.
Okay.
But the soup kitchen does need to have them within their date.
Exactly.
And, of course, when you give food to this, you're not really giving it to one organization or the other. You're just giving it in general, and then you all divide it up.
Exactly. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
And I'm just excited.
You're just excited. She's always excited.
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, an interesting life Edith Childs has had, and it still continues, folks. So you got to stay tuned for the next chapter and the next chapter. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Process Gallery. Certainly hope you're having a good lunch right now. Hey, you know, right now the temperature here in Greenwood, God, is it gorgeous out there today. Let me tell you, it is, I think it's some of the days that you just die for, to be out there enjoying it. 58 degrees now, and we are looking at 58 degrees. What else we got going on out there? 58, the sun is shining. Looks like it is supposed to get up into 60s, the mid-60s, high of 63. A little bit of wind, but not much. This evening, partly cloudy early, followed by cloudy skies overnight. Little patchy drizzle they're talking about, maybe late, but only a low of 48. And tomorrow, overcast with a slight chance of rain. But so get outside and enjoy it. 63 degrees is supposed to be the high tomorrow. Low of only 56 degrees, and Friday we are looking like some rain and thunder showers. High of 61, low of 38, and looks like the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, high of 61 and lows in the mid-30s. So cooling back down, but gosh, this is the kind of weather you just got to go out and take a walk, Miss Edith.
Exactly, I agree. A long walk.
Now, are you taking care of yourself? I mean, I'm just asking here.
No.
You're not?
No.
Well, now,
not at this point.
Just because we've done all this good stuff for you doesn't mean that you can just fall apart.
I know. That's usually when you fall apart after it's over, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you got to take care of yourself, girl, now, and be doing the things. I mean, after all, you are a nurse, too, right?
I know.
So you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, she knows, but she doesn't know how to take her own medicine, though. She knows how to tell you to take it, but not me.
Well, wow, that is something you got to do here now, and I know that you're looking forward to just being able to slow down a little bit. How are you coming on getting other folks on board to take the load?
Well, it's slowly happening.
Slowly happening.
But it's going to happen. I'm just believing that it's going to happen. I'll keep at these few people that I have and say, look, come on, we have to do it. And there are a group of people that are looking forward to being able to do many of these things.
I know they are, but it is hard to get people as motivated and fired up and ready to go.
I know.
As you have been.
I'm trying to encourage them now.
Yeah.
I'm trying, you know. look, we can do it, you know.
What do you think the difference is? There is a difference. Some people get out there and get in front and do these things, but it's hard because we all do have so many other obligations and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of person are you looking for to help with this?
I am looking for a person that really want to make a difference in this community. You don't have to have anything. You just have to have the willingness to want to do it. And just be able to do it and not think about yourself, but think about someone else. And just be sincere about what you're doing. That's the only kind of person I need that's really energized enough that want to do it. And you don't have to do it at the same pace that I do it at, but do it at your pace.
Sure.
You know, whatever that is, you know. And you can make a difference.
Sure you can. Anybody can make a difference, but it does take something to get involved in. You know, the beauty of the person that could come on board or people that could come on board to help you this is that you've already done the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
Meaning you've cleared the way so that other people, you've got a machine in place.
Exactly. Exactly. All they need to do is just tap into it.
And yeah.
You know, because people are out there that want to help. All you have to do is to let them know what you need, and they know that you're on the up and up. They will do what they need to do to get things moving in Greenwood.
Sure.
I know that from self-experience. I mean, I can ask anybody for anything in Greenwood, and they said, oh, what you need now? Oh, that's good, because I'm going to tell you what I need now, you know, so I'm excited.
When Edith Child graces your door, you know she's not there for a social call, honey.
Or you get that phone call.
Exactly. But, you know, that's okay.
Yes, it is.
Because you have a vision and you have a direction on what to do.
Exactly, exactly.
That's right. So if you'd like to get involved, all you got to do really is call Edith, and she will show you the light.
Exactly.
She will show you the way.
Exactly. There's so much to do, and I just enjoy those folks that want to help.
Sure.
You know, if you don't want to help, then don't call me. I just need you if you want to help. Because I already have the list ready for you, so just call me.
All right. Well, if somebody is sitting out there would like to get involved the way Edith has gotten involved in our community, or if you'd just like to maybe take on one of the projects. I mean, when you talk about the number of projects and programs that you have helped get going, the list goes on. So when we come back after we hear the news, we're going to talk about some of these other programs, everything from Thanksgiving dinners to Christmas dinners to Easter coming up.
Right, the back-to-school bash.
Back-to-school, the health fair.
Exactly.
There are so many things that you have gotten going, and you've done it well, and I think that's the excellent part. You've
exactly.
done it well. So, county council, when we come back, I think we ought to talk a little bit about county council, mm-hmm. what's going on, and there's not too stressful there, is it, Edith?
Well, it's almost budget time, so there is stress there.
There is stress. All right, so the stress goes on in our community, and yet it's not much different than all the stress that people in their own
exactly.
homes are dealing with.
Exactly.
And actually, thank goodness that we have the services that are out there, like the soup kitchen, like United Ministries, the food bank.
Exactly.
They certainly help out in times of need. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about those. Also, if you have a question for Edith, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Just give us a call. We'd love to answer the question if we can, or if you just have a comment, go ahead. Edith likes to hear good things about herself right here on the radio on WLMA. That's right. Give us a call. Just helping you out here, just doing those plugs. 229-7984, that's 229-7984. We'll be back after the news. Don't you go away.
And I forgot the blood drive.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rockin' all week with you.
Oh, that's right. night. We're back here at Sharp Passage Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, if you've got gold, if you've got diamonds, if you've got things to sell, you know the best place to come, Sharp Passage Gallery, because we buy the whole thing from you. We're not just buying the gold. We're actually buying the diamonds that are in it. We buy the color stones that are in it. If it's in great condition, you're going to get more for it than, of course, if it's in meltdown condition. And, you know, a lot of people hate to part with something, but if you got to do what you got to do, and I know Miss Edith would be saying this,
mm-hmm.
if you got to do what you got to do, you want to bring it to the place
exactly.
that's going to give you the most for it.
Exactly.
So come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're open till 6 o'clock today. Right now, the price of gold is trading at $1,657. I say anytime over $1,650, hey, it's a great time to sell. Mm-hmm. Silver is right at $32, $31.95 to be exact. So come see us if you've got gold, silver, coins. We even buy sterling silver jewelry right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Well, we are here talking with the one and only Edith Childs. That's right. She just had a big honor back there on Martin Luther King's Day. And, you know, Edith, one of the things I love about you is that it doesn't matter what the cause. If you believe in the cause, you are right there in the front.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, I think sometimes we try to separate out things as to whether they're a black issue or a white issue.
Exactly.
But these issues aren't black or white. If anything, they're more economic issues.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people are going through a lot right now, and it has no color lines to it.
Sure.
And when I do things, it has no color line to it. I just do it because it needs to be done.
Because it's the right thing to
do. Right thing to do.
That's
exactly.
Right. So if you would like to get involved in helping Miss Edith do some of the right things in our community, she sure would appreciate the help here, folks.
Exactly.
I thought I'd mention that, Edith, because I know how you are. You are going to get out there and do it regardless.
Exactly.
But you sure could use some help, and it is... It's tough to get people involved, but, you know, once you get involved, there is nothing like seeing results of what you've done.
Exactly. And it just makes you feel good. And you can go home and lay down and say, look, I'm tired, but it was worth every minute of it.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know?
So we've got the we're going to be talking about some of the other things coming up here. But the one thing we are going to be talking about is, of course, what is happening with food right now. It's the annual food drive. This has been going on for how long? Roughly?
Somewhere around almost close to 20 years, because I started way before I went on school board. And when I went on school board, we would do it in our little basket from the school board. Everyone had something to bring, like I have county council bringing something.
Right.
So that the school board, and I always have them to bring the canned meats, you know.
Right.
I said, bring treat. And he says, treat? I said, yeah, treat meat, you know, what
right.
treat meat is. Or you can bring some Spam if you choose to.
Then you know how popular Spam has become here in this economy? Spam has become a very big part of everybody's diet now.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
How about that?
And they're having all these cook-offs with
now,
Spam.
Spam.
So that's pretty cool. But yes, this is what you've been doing this for over 20 years. It just
mm-hmm.
keeps growing and growing and growing.
Yes.
The city is out there trying to compete against you, don't they?
Of course, they're out there. And they're bringing their stuff heavy also. So we're waiting on your city to see who's going to be the winner for 2012.
Now, normally the county wins, is that right?
Normally. But they beat us real good one time.
One time?
One time.
You got your nose bloodied. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm serious. They brought in over 2,000 pounds of food alone, and we came in with like 900. Was I upset? Yes, I was upset. Now, you guys know better. You know, you need to bring your food together. So after that, we've been winning, so we just have to see what's going to happen on Monday.
Now, where can people take the food?
Okay. For the city, you can take that to the Greenwood Municipal Building and ask for Judy, and she's handling that there at the city. And for the county, you can call Katisha. She's handling it there for us, along with the maintenance department or grounds department at the county with it. So, look, let them know. Bring your food and have it there by Friday, 5 p.m., at the county, 5 p.m., and also at the city, 5 p.m. by Friday, because we have to do the weigh-in on Monday. And you need to call.
So they're taking the food, actually, from the county and then taking it out to the farmer's market?
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to do that early Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And they, if they have a whole lot of it, sometimes they get it on the trailer and they take it on out and leave it on the trailer. Well, I guess I should say that, but I guess.
All right, so they'll get it out there, so it'll be ready to be weighed.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
So now the number for the county, I don't suppose you want to give out the city number. You probably would give out the county number. Is that correct?
I don't give out both of the numbers. I'll give out, look.
In the effort of fairness.
In fairness, I'll give out both my numbers. You can call Katisha at 942-8596.
That's for the county.
For the county. Mm-hmm. Call to the county, to the city at 942-8412.
Okay.
That's the city.
Now, never let it be said that Edith wasn't fair about that.
Exactly.
But the number she really wants you to call.
942-8596.
That's right. You know, she doesn't like to lose, folks.
No, I don't.
All right. Well, if that's what you can help them out with this, you're going to be going to the grocery store this week and find some good bargains. It doesn't matter, but things like green beans, corn, peas, dried beans. But she'd like those heavy cans to be on the side. So green beans, corn, peas, let's see, things like rice and grits and two-pound bags of sugar. Boxed macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. dry spaghetti, spaghetti sauce, and, of course, large jars or cans of peanut butter, grape jelly, veg oil, tomato juice, and the soup kitchen can always use instant powdered tea with lemon.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. any of those things, find a bargain on them this weekend or up to Friday and then get them out there. Now, what if somebody goes, gosh, I did it this weekend. Can I get it out there? Can they take it out there to the farmer's market?
Yes. Feel free to bring it to the farmer's market by 10 on Monday, and we'll weigh it in.
Absolutely.
You can bring it, and then, and at that time, you can tell us which agency you would like for it to be given to, because we will divide them up in groups and give it to those agents. Some people do come and say, I want this to go to the soup kitchen or to the food bank or to United Ministry.
Sure. Three great organizations that do so much good for our community.
Exactly.
Where would we be if we didn't have, I mean, how many communities of our size have the agencies that we have, the soup kitchen, the food bank? You know, so many times the soup kitchen actually just is done maybe mm-hmm. once or twice a week by a church.
Exactly, exactly. Many towns do not have these agencies where they can, their people can go to them. And we know that if that's the case, then some people go without meals maybe 2 or 3 days a week.
Sure.
But that's not the case here in Greenwood. There's always a place that you can go to get a meal. And we want you to know that. But now, if you can fix your own meal at home, then you stay at home and fix your own meal. This is for people that may not have the things they need, you know, to prepare a meal or to even have a meal.
You know, one of the other things, though, is, I mean, we have started a shelter program when the temperature gets very, very, I think, below 30 or
something. Yeah, below 30.
And fortunately, I guess we could say this year, so far, we haven't had some of that real, real cold weather.
We have not. There may have been just a few days that they've had to put people up. And we'd like to just give a shout-out to the United Methodist Churches for what they've done. And helping make this possible for people to have a place to sleep when it's so cold.
Absolutely.
You know? And, you know, we think about there's not homeless people in Greenwood. I like to believe there are not homeless people in Greenwood, but there are.
And there are people living in their cars.
Exactly.
Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely. So there are tough times, and, of course, we are still going through this. Unfortunately, our economy has not recovered. This is a... But that's a topic for another day.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole topic.
That is a whole topic. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days, Saturday, what a day, rockin' all week with you.
Oh, that's right, we're back. here at Sharp Facets Gallery. That's right. If you've got gold to sell, come see us. We pay the most. Everybody knows it. There are smart Sharp Facets Gallery sellers out there, and they'll tell you, and you should be one of the smart ones, too. So come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Well, we're here with the one and only Miss Edith Childs. She is a force, a tour de force in our community. And it is so good to be able to sit down and talk with you. We've been talking about the annual food drive here, and, of course, that's coming to an end this Friday, Monday morning. If you get out there bright and early, you can get your food counted in there. But if you go into the grocery store this weekend, make sure you pick up, or this week, pick up a few extra things and make sure they get them down there. Either give them to the city if you must, but Edith would really like you to give them to the county.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we wanted to talk about, after this event, though, you've got another event coming up.
Yes, that I'd almost forgotten about, the annual blood drive that's held at the Liberal Baptist Association up on Riley Road from 10 until 2 p.m., and that's February the 11th.
That's on a Saturday.
That's on a Saturday. So come on. I need your blood. I need you and your blood, not just your blood. I need both, you and your blood. So we need you to come and help us with this effort. Also, this time, we're going to have the Women of Ambition. They're going to be teaming up with us, and we're happy about that. So the more, the merrier. So
the
come
Women
on.
Of Ambition.
Women of Ambition.
That
they're
means
be
that
there.
They should be the ones. They should just be charging.
That's
on.
Right. They should already be in line right now. Portia, I hope you and LaQuetta hears me out there, because I'm counting on you for next Saturday, the February the 11th, up at the Baptist Center.
Absolutely. So now, not only that, you'll be doing blood pressure checks?
Yeah, we're going to do blood pressure checks, and I'm going to ask some of the ladies that come from the witness program to talk with us also on that morning. So come on, get your blood pressure checked, and I'll have some refreshments for you. If you're going to give blood, not for just you to eat now, but only if you're going to give some blood, okay? So we're just excited, and just come out and help us to do what we need to do. And we need at least 32 people to show up.
That's right.
To give blood. At least 32.
And you'll take more.
And we'll take more.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you haven't given blood in a while, it really is a painless process.
It is. It is. And guess what? I'm going to give blood, but I'm going to give blood after you all give blood. I'm usually the last one to give blood. So come on. If I can give it, so can you.
Here's what Edith is saying, that if she has to give a little extra because they come up short, she's going to say, lay me out and take all you need. Oh, that's right. You know, that's doing it for the cause now, folks. You can do it for the cause, too, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. So the Women of Ambition, God, that sounds like a group that could really charge on.
Yeah, they're young women. They're in their 20s, 30s, and I think they may have one or two maybe in their early 40s. But they're not as old as I am. So if a senior citizen can get blood, so can you young people, so come on.
Absolutely. Give some blood, help out. You never know when you might be the one that needs it.
Exactly, exactly.
So, and gosh, we've got that great new center over there on the, right up the, gosh, they built a beautiful center there.
Yes, they're on Riley Road.
Riley Road.
They're on Riley Road. So come on. There at the center, we do events for weddings, for receptions, also for anniversaries, for private parties. So, look, come on up and talk to someone about your event. We'll be glad to have you.
Absolutely. So, Edith, we've talked a little bit about that, but coming up will be Easter.
Yes.
And, you know, all these things. What are you going to be doing for Easter, Edith?
Well, Easter, now you all know we do the cookies for Easter. So that means you need to start baking now, or at least buying your stuff for our cookies for Easter. And that's when we do our little bags for our children. Mm-hmm. And they love that. And Ann gave me some Easter baskets last time. I don't know where she has any up in the closet now, but if she does, I'm going to be begging for those baskets. So we can place those baskets, you know.
Sure. You did quite you did a lot of them last year.
Yes, and the children just love the bag, the children and the senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed at the expression that even our seniors give us, because a lot of times they don't get anything either, because
sure.
many of them, they don't have anyone, you know. So when they come, we always give them something to take home with them, you know.
That's great. I think that's great. We'll have to get together and talk about more about that. Easter will be coming up before you know it here,
it's
folks.
It's right around the corner.
It is, of course, Valentine's Day with a blood drive. You know, that's kind of a coordination thing right there, right?
Yes.
And, of course, one of the things that you do need to do, you do need to keep yourself healthy.
Exactly.
And I highly recommend that anybody out there that hasn't gotten a flu shot, they still should get a flu shot, shouldn't they?
Exactly. You should go on and get it now. You can go to CVS's now and get it. But it's better if you just go to your doctor where they can document when you got it and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So you can be healthy during this season.
Absolutely.
You know.
Anything else that you're thinking about as we go forth here? I mean, you know, we've got, Habitat for Humanity in our area.
Exactly.
They are doing such an excellent program here for helping people get homes. We have tax help now from the United Center.
Exactly.
If somebody has taxes and makes less than $49,000, they'll be helping do the taxes for free.
For free. And that's one of, there's so many things that Greenwood has to offer that many other towns do not have. Take advantage of them. And they have those people there, their experience, and they have expertise in those areas. Go there and let them help you out so you won't have to spend your money.
Yeah.
So go there and get the free services.
Sure. And, you know, part of the thing that they do, they help you get your refund quickly.
Exactly.
Which comes down to dollars into the community because everybody wants to spend those tax dollars.
Exactly. If they get them. I hadn't gotten any so long, so I wouldn't know how to act if I got it.
Well, maybe now that you're a senior citizen, you'll get a dollar or two back.
Maybe. I'll keep my fingers crossed, Anne.
Well, you know, you said the county is getting ready to do their budget. How do you think, as far as Miss County Council here, what do you think about what's going on there?
Well, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to break even, that we'll be able to keep our services that we do have. And we still, I'm sure, have a freeze on with our jobs. And I hope we can stay at that point. I'd rather have the freeze than have a downsize. And I won't support a downsize. I'll be one not supported, but they have to do what they have to do. I'll leave that to management. And we can just break even. We will be okay because everyone is hurting, and I realize that and I understand that. And just be sure that when you do go to pay on your taxes, if you think that you're going to have problems and can't pay them, you need to go on and sign up so you can pay in increments.
You can still do that?
You can still do that, but you got to sign up for it so they, that they'll know when you're going to come in and start paying on your taxes. But I think that has to be done, and I believe in August, maybe August or October.
If you haven't paid your taxes for this year, you can't do that. But for next year.
Exactly. So go up there and talk with someone up at the tax office about those payment plans, and they do have that available. And I'm happy about that because everybody need a payment plan now, you know.
Exactly.
So as long as you get your taxes paid, and we'll just do what we need to do to try to be good stewards with what you've given us to work with, and then do what we need to do for the citizen of Greenwood County.
Now, are there any big issues that you know of that are going to be, I won't call them battlegrounds, but just issues that are going to be discussed in County Council this year? The budget, of course, is a big one.
Yeah. We're still concerned about getting jobs into the area, and we still have some promises that I cannot talk about. But
you're talking about projects, smoke?
Projects, whatever, okay. as long as they're going to come through and come to Greenwood with a job, then we'll provide what we need to provide for them to come into Greenwood. And we just appreciate all those businesses that have come to Greenwood that people are still able to work.
I think one of the biggest things is supporting local business. You know, it's great to talk about futuristic business, but, of course, when we have businesses that are already here, one of the things that hurts my heart is to see a business that can't make it anymore and they have to close. That hurts us all.
It does, because if we don't support our businesses here, and if we don't, then who's going to?
Sure.
That's why I try to spend all my money here. When we get a car, I make sure that it comes from Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go out of town to get a car And we don't go out of town to get very much of anything. Now, we're all order offline now, so that's a little bit different. But anyway, but the other things that I need, I try to get them right here in town where I can support the businesses here.
Sure.
So they can stay afloat.
And you know, there are so many things here. And, you know, one of the things I think people forget about, you know, sometimes you do see something even online that you think is a better price. Check with that local merchant here. Give them the option to match that price.
Exactly.
Because the dollars go so much further right here. And we need to keep our own businesses here. And a lot of the things that we're talking about for businesses coming in, they're not, even if they signed on the line and made that decision, it's not tomorrow.
That's right.
It's 6 months, a year, 2 years on some of these projects.
But then are they going to stay once they get here?
Absolutely.
And those are some things that we need to look at, that if you do fold up, if the business does fold up, then there should be some kind of guideline agreement that you have to do for the county because you didn't stay. And you got
some tax advantages
exactly.
or something like
exactly.
that. Absolutely,
you know,
you're right.
So.
I also think another thing that ought to be taken under consideration is that we don't leave vacant buildings
exactly.
vacant. I think that what's happened with our shopping center up here, right up the street from Sharp Facets, is a shame.
It shouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
You know, but people are going to move to where the growth is.
Sure. But then do something or let
exactly.
that building be leased so that other people can get
use it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Edith, just to finish up, you know, but those are things, and other communities actually do things like that. Either
exactly.
you have to release it to be used or you have to bulldoze it down.
Exactly.
You can't just hold it hostage.
Exactly. And I agree. I agree. Something needs to be done with that spot.
You know what? I am glad to say, I do want to say this on the air, I am glad to see that people have been asking what's going on where the old Lowe's building is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Gary Russ is building
exactly.
his new facility there. It's really going to be exciting.
Exactly.
And that's another good thing coming right here to our community.
It is, and we need to take advantage of it and go to Gary and see what he can do with us
Absolutely.
To get a new car.
You are so right. Well, listen, Edith, as always, it's great to have you here. I certainly hope we hear that the county wins the food drive.
Well, and look, it is my goal
yeah.
that we'll win.
Okay. It's called that positive attitude,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, Edith, you certainly are a treasure in our community, and I certainly am glad that that you got to see the outpouring. Over 550 people came to this event. It certainly had to lift your spirits. And, of course, I'm sure the idea was to get you to carry on, Edith.
Yeah, of course.
But thank you so much for being part of our community, Edith Childs.
And thank you so much for all you do. And thank you for your kindness.
Well, thank you very much. You are listening to WLMA. Of course, you know, we'll be posting a video right there on YouTube of Miss Edith and I sitting down and chatting today. We'll also have the podcast on the website, so check that out. Tell your friends. Let's see how many clicks we can get on the video of Miss Edith Childs and Ann Eller sitting down talking about events here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.